Good morning. It's 7:45 live from the WUFT newsroom. I'm Alexa Lorenzo. Weeks after the Parkland school shooting, University of Florida students turned gun control advocates are heading to the nation's capital. WUFT's Dolores Hinckley is on a bus with some of these students and joins us live from North Carolina. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Alexa.
Tell me a little bit about this trip. How long have students been organizing?
Well, the sun is just about rising here as we're more than halfway to D.C. right now after driving through the night. This has been a few weeks of work for a group of Marjory Stoneman Douglas alumni, Alexa. They've put two buses together full of UF students ready to drive up all the way to the nation's capital. They want their voices heard in the demonstration they're calling the March for Our Lives. With the help of a GoFundMe page, T-shirt sales, and a small fee charged to the students, about 110 of them will make it up to Washington.
That's incredible. Last hour we spoke with Grace and you guys were in South Carolina, so now you're in North Carolina, definitely making your way to D.C. What's on the schedule this weekend?
So we're a little less than halfway and expect to be in D.C. around 3 p.m. this afternoon. In the evening, we're hearing talk of some of the students planning on attending a benefit concert. This will all be before tomorrow when we're heading to Capitol Hill early in the morning before the march starts around noon. NPR is reporting that we could see hundreds of thousands of people there. Reporting live from I-95 in North Carolina, Dolores Hinckley, WUFT News.
Thank you, Dolores. Florida's U.S. Senator Marco Rubio says the brother of the Parkland mass school shooter is a prime example of why other states should follow Florida and use gun violence protection orders. As Sasha Cordner reports, Rubio and U.S. Senator Bill Nelson are partnering on a red flag bill.
Rubio and Nelson's bill encourages states to allow law enforcement or a family member to go to court and seek a gun violence restraining order against someone they believe is dangerous.
These tools now give authorities the ability to go in and take away their guns with due process, but also to prevent them from buying others that could put people's lives in danger.
And Rubio says it's already happening in Florida. It's included in the gun safety law Governor Rick Scott recently signed.
And as we saw a few days ago, the court has applied for one in the case of the brother of the shooter in Parkland. And these extreme risk protection orders are, in my view, one of the most effective things that states can do to address it.
Earlier this week, Zachary Cruz, the brother of the Parkland shooter, was arrested for trespassing at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School and allegedly overheard talking about his brother's notoriety. Under Florida's new red flag law, he could be hospitalized, undergo a mental health evaluation, and barred from acquiring firearms. The Broward County Sheriff's Office has requested approval from a judge to do so. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sasha Cordner.
Now, just into our newsroom, Gainesville City Commissioner David Areola has paid an election fine more than 1 year after he was notified the fine was due. It stems from a late candidate treasurer's report he filed in March of 2017 when he was running for city commissioner, an office he won. He was ordered to pay a fine of $898.75 by then city clerk Kurt Lannon because he was 5 days late in filing his treasurer's report. A year passed without Areola paying, and he only paid this week when a resident contacted him questioning when the payment had been made. In an email, Areola says it was an honest mistake, and he simply forgot. For more news and updates, you can find us online. Our website is WUFT.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at WUFT News. You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Alexa Lorenzo. It's 7:50.